The home that you said you moved into when Sister was born, where is that?
I presume it's right there about 22nd and Peoria, a gray stucco house. When we were little, we used to go over there, so I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't live there. When
you were 10 and 12 and you didn't get the attention that your father had, was there a relative or somebody in your life then that you kind of looked to?
The Bates had three kids, and we'd play a lot with them. There were kids in my neighborhood that we'd play with.
Do you remember any of their names?
Yeah, I remember one was Steve Winship, lived right across the street. Then a boy named Wally. And then, of course, I was in school. I started out in country day school. It's a little two-story house right across the street on Yorktown from Casha Hall. And they had about 20 kids in kindergarten.
Private school.
Private school. I went there. And then I went from there to Lee School. And then from Lee School to Horace Mann, junior high. The one that was a prison for a while, you know, and then they tore it down. I only went to Horace Mann for a month because I had this wicked art teacher. And from the very beginning, she was just all over me. You know, this India ink is just the blackest ink in the whole world. I had some on my... So I went up to her desk to complain to her, and this ink tipped over on her. She was furious. And just, I thought she was going to kill me, so I moved to Casha. And I went to Casha 5 years.
Back at Lee Elementary, do you remember teachers' names back there?
Wiggins was one. My favorite thing, though, during recess, everybody would go out in the playground and play. Two of us would go down to the railroad tracks that were right there. And for some reason, in that gravel, these little garter snakes would be born in the spring. And we'd find some about 6 inches long, about the size of your little finger, put a couple in our pockets and go back to class, and then put them down a girl's neck. That created quite a stir. There was a kid, I remember one time going up behind him. He had on short pants with elastic band, and I pulled his pants down. He became president of Exxon.
And his name?
Howard Kaufman.
So you were a mischievous kind of guy.
I guess I must have been, yeah.
You, in your last few years, did some nice things for Lee Elementary.
I went by about 15 years ago. I hadn't been in the school since I went there. And just stopped and went in to meet the principal. And very impressed with it. It was funny. I'll never forget. I said, well, is there anything I could do for you? And she said, oh, yeah. She said, we really need, I can't remember what it was. But she said, gosh, it'll be $500. And I said, well, that really isn't what I had in mind. I said, do you have any computers yet? And she said, no, none of the public schools do. And I said, well, if you want to put computers in, I'll take care of it for you. So she happened to have an assistant whose husband was a consultant in computer business. So Lee School had the first computers in the public school system. And what they did that was so clever, I'm sure a combined decision of the principal, Sharon, and his consultant, they didn't let any of the teachers use them for the first year. Because there were 10-year-old kids in there that knew a lot more about them than the teachers. So they taught the teachers for a year. And in the public school system, 3 years later, when they put them in, used Lee School kind of as an example.
Do you think that coming off your parents' good environment, certainly you weren't abused,
never
but it was
abused.
Cold, do you think you became a product of any of that?
Oh, one of the main things I became a product of, when Peggy and I had our first baby, and then the second one, and she was invited to everything in Tulsa because she was still known as a movie star. One day after the second baby was born, I said, you know, my dad never had time for me. And with my demands at the company and us going out every week, I said, let's just for 10 years give that up and spend the time with the boys. Because I'll always regret the fact that my dad never had time for me. So we did that. We'd go occasionally to a big party and then had the third and the fourth and the fifth. We spent all the summers, everything with them. And I can remember we had this little place up at Lake Wagner, Fort Gibson, a company place where we have 20 cabins. But I didn't want a house any bigger than the rest of them. So we had one bedroom, which we had a king-size bed in that went to 8 inches of the room on either side, a bathroom that couldn't have been 6 feet by 4 feet, with a shower at one end and a wash basin and a john, and then a living room. In the living room, we put three sofas that turned down and made beds. For years, the seven of us would go up there every Friday and Saturday night. Older people used to say, well, someday you're going to realize what a reward that's going to be to you. Well, they're our best friends now, all the boys. So it was worth it.
You said a period of 10 years. Or did
well,
it go
we
longer?
Just did it until they started going away to school. It might have been a little longer than that. So that's something that very definitely came from my lack of that. And, gosh, I did some crazy things to be with the boys. I mean, I'd charter a helicopter to get to a game. One of the boys, Matt, was kind of an actor and never missed a performance because that was another thing. Dad never came to anything I did.
And the boys were within a year or two of each
Four
other.
Four of them were a year off. First, we went 3 years between the first and the second, and then one every year. 14 months. So that they're all really close.
So then they could all together have a fun time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we took them all abroad. That was another thing that I think influenced their lives. It was fun. I mean, you know, it was great life.